The Community Services Agency from Green Bay. And who is the reader for here?
Ayako.
All right. Ayako. Okay. Your time starts now.
Okay. So, the strengths. So the community is Somali immigrants community based in Green Bay. They are requesting 4,700. And strength. Oh, so they're asking for money for the one-day event that they want to host in order to open themselves up to community, because they feel like they're not getting enough chance to integrate with other members of the community. And it's their way of showing who they are by showing poetry, food, arts and crafts, and dance. And strength of that, this application, is that it's great that they're willing and they took the initiative to plan this, and they've already communicated with several local organizations, and the location for the event seems like it has already been determined. However, the weakness is the support letters from them were not attached in application, which prevented me from validating the feasibility of the event. And also, they were asking for the funding so that they would be able to pay to the artists, either poets or arts and crafts people, but their bios or work samples were not included. The information would have been crucial in assessing the amount of care and effort that was put toward the planning of the event, and other planning details were also missing. So they are not explaining why this particular dance they selected, henna art, why, what kind of food will be served, will they need a permit for serving food for the public at the event, did they check or not? So there's lots of information missing and lots of questions to be made. And the last question in the narrative section, where they're supposed to answer questions about how they keep check, what they're doing, evaluation, that was overlooked. They're not answering questions. I think they forgot to fill that part out or something, because it's missing. So that led me to think that perhaps the organization is not yet ready to host this sort of event. That was my impression.
Iris, second reader, and
so I thought that with like the event itself would be well-rounded as far as like using poetry and dance and different types of culture within a culture, and that they had great partnerships within the community, especially utilizing the UW Green Bay community. But I think it would have been beneficial as well to understand how the finances would be managed. And then for myself, especially, more in-depth descriptions of what type of questions they will use on their surveys and how they will evaluate the success of their event. And I know it's the first time you met from what I've engaged from, but I think even just coming up with those questions before actually planning the event to know what you're going to measure at the event to understand how successful it would be.
Yeah, I have the same concerns too in the evaluation. They list a bunch of focus groups, surveys, but there's no protocol, there's no formal way to really measure that or capture that, even if it's just qualitative and they just do a certain, what are your questions? I do think it's valuable. I agree with Iris that they're sort of trying to keep or include different components of the culture overall, but I agree that they're still not clear about what that is. And I do think that it's a good idea to work with St. Norbert as an institution of higher education. You have sort of access to college-level population as well as the larger community. And then bringing the community onto the campus also creates the ability for them to connect, to become familiar, which could lead to their own population continuing with higher education becoming more successful. So I can see the long-term gains of that, and I think that's positive. But again, the evaluation piece is a little weak, quite weak for me.
Thank you.
I mean, I have to be honest, I had less problems with the evaluation aspect. I think they've got a plan, they've got who's going to be running the focus groups, they've got details on who, I mean, 12 members of the community. They've got a plan for the survey. I'm less concerned about getting survey questions at this stage of the game for me, but I recognize evaluation is important. I was honestly a little bit more concerned with a few budgeted line items, just how feasible they actually were. I mean, they've got professional photography and videography a full day at just $250. That is dirt cheap. So, I mean, that was more of an issue for me, honestly. I think this is a really exciting project overall, but some of the details, and I think that's where we probably all converge, that it's some of these details that are a little, maybe not as worked out as I would like to see.
I think, too, though, with, like, the amount of months that are in between now and the time that they plan to have the event, I feel like there is enough time to organize, like, the finer details within the next couple of months of when it's supposed to be.
I thought they could kind of do this once, mm-hmm. and then see how it goes, because it's first time for them, and then they can apply next year when they want to do like maybe bigger, mm-hmm. more organized or something. I love them to mm-hmm. do this. It sounds like they've already planned things, mm-hmm. but it's not articulated in the application, I felt like. Mm-hmm. So then it prevents me from evaluating mm-hmm. or give them high score mm-hmm. in certain categories.
Josh, did you have comments on this one?
I more or less agree with everything that's been said. I thought the criterion for evaluation and documentation was their weakest part. One thing I want to say really positive about this is that I felt that this one in particular, really, they made big improvements on the application from phase one to phase two. They really added a lot of description about the types of traditional dance and traditional art forms that they're going to be bringing in. They didn't necessarily provide many work samples, which would have been helpful to have more of those, but I really appreciated the expanded description of the traditional art forms that they want to share with the public in the narrative section. So I was impressed with that improvement from phase one.